The second season of Nikita premieres Friday, September 23rd at 8 o'clock on the CW network, and the star of the show, the very talented, the very stunning Maggie Q is on the Fan Morning Show. Maggie, good morning.
Good morning.
First off, I have to ask you, the training for this show has to be through the roof because it's an action-packed show. Do you have to really train and get yourself in shape specifically for some of the scenes you have to shoot in Nikita?
I mean, I do, and sometimes I have all of, 10 minutes to do it, depending on how the week's going. But, it's an ongoing, the training is sort of, I'm fighting every week. There's some sequence or series of sequences every week, so I feel like I'm sort of constantly in this state of training or readiness.
And you're fighting all different types of people. Has there ever been a slip-up in one of these fight scenes where maybe you've gotten hurt a little more than you expected?
I've gotten hurt. Other people have gotten hurt. there are slips, and I don't like to fight other actors because I hate messing up, and I don't ever want to hurt another actor. So I really feel in my element and more, sort of gung ho during the fights when I'm fighting stunt people. Because if I punch that guy in the face, then that's what he's there for, kind of.
Hey, didn't you nail Bruce Willis in Live Free or Die Hard, did you?
No, and he lies and says that I did, by the way, because he lies. there was this moment of, I was standing there and they needed a really, really tight shot of just my boot going past his face. And I had taken off my boots because the heel was so high and my double was standing next to me. And she said, it's just a heel. Do you want me to just jump in? I said, yeah, will you? It was no big deal. And that was the shot where his face got split open.
Oh, okay.
Thank God I would have lost my job.
Now, martial arts is something that's part of your upbringing. I mean, you did it at a young age, correct?
Well, no, actually. I am flattered that people think that I have. I actually started in film when I moved to Asia when I was 18 for some random reason. And I ended up getting into the film business, which was not the plan. And I was managed by Jackie Chan for 8 years, and he was the person who, and his team were the people who introduced me to this whole world of action. And that's where I started.
Maggie Q, the star of Nikita, joins us on the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. The second season of Nikita premieres tomorrow night on the CW at 8 o'clock. Is there a major difference when you're filming a movie as opposed to a TV show, a different type of feel? Is the movie just much more enormous?
It is. And in movies, you have time. There's time to prep everything. There's time to train for things. And in television, Nikita, this show especially, 1 hour broadcast drama action show is as intense as it gets. I mean, it's sort of like we're making a big action movie every week. So, an action film, you shoot for 3 to 5 months, and this is 10 months.
Now, how whacked is Tom Cruise?
wait a second. You can't see.
No, I just want to, that's all everyone talks about. The guy's whacked. I just want, she did a movie with the guy.
Yeah, like wacky. Like,
yeah, like he's nuts.
He's very enthusiastic.
Very diplomatic.
I have to say, being a person who's worked with actor producers for many years, and I have Bruce and Hugh Jackman, all these different people who produce their own stuff. If you're going to work with anyone who's actually producing and who's starring in something, who technically is your boss, you'd want it to be Tom because he's the most professional guy out there. Without a doubt.
Yes, I know you were talking about the differences between movie and TV. In movies, I know things are filmed really out of sequence where you'll do it, and it's just, that must be difficult to do at times. But is a television series, is that more filmed like start to finish of what we would see in a particular episode?
No, totally not.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
which is really tough because if you're coming off of, obviously an episode before, you've got everything from the episode before that you're carrying over into the current episode. And then you're doing it out of sequence as well. And then worried about sort of the next episode that's coming up and how you're going to feel about that. So there's a lot of compartmentalizing that goes on in television. I'm turning into a dude.
Wow.
That's
going to disappoint a lot of fans.
we broke some news here on the Fan Morning Show.
I don't think there's any danger of that.
Do you ever get worried about being a typecast in a way with all the action stuff you do? Do you ever want to do more dramas? Or you're in an action comedy, but I'm sure you're doing a lot of action in that. Is there other facets of acting you'd like to get into?
Yes. And I think this show, the nice thing about this show is that It is an action show, but, you know, our reviews and the critics and stuff, they never talk about that. They're actually very much talking about the emotional aspect of the show and the drama of the show, which has made me really happy. I sort of feel, you know, people have asked me, you know, well, if you're stereotyped, is that a bad thing? I'm like, well, I suppose you have to be known for something, right? Before you, you know, move on and do what you're going to do. But yes, you're right. I mean, I think every actor wants a variety of things. I mean, I'm sure Jennifer Aniston wants to stop doing comedies. So
do I, actually.
You know what I mean? It's sort of like, I think everybody in the business is in that boat. So yes, the answer is yes.
Now, do you see more feature films in your future?
I do, and the only reason I didn't do one this past hiatus in between the first and second season is because I had a film come out called Priest, which I was promoting at the time, and so there was no time to do one. But this next hiatus coming up, absolutely. I mean, features are my first love. I've never done TV. This is the first time I've ever done television, and I'm really enjoying it, but my first love definitely is features.
Maggie, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. We'll be watching tomorrow night.
Great. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Take care,
Maggie.
There goes Maggie Q, the very stunning and talented star of Nikita, which premieres the second season tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the CW. She's been rubbing elbows with some big-time stars, huh?
I was going to say, she's one of those people you've seen a lot more than you realize.
Yes. I looked up her bio.
Yeah, you look at all that she's done. She's done a lot.
Right.
And done it well.
She was really hot and lived for your Die Hard.
Oh, really?
Timothy Olyphant.
Oh, really, Jim? Yeah. Was she?
Yeah. Bruce Willis really insulted her.
Yes.
And then she kicked him in the face.
Well,
who could blame her?
But she did not kick him.
That's right. Disappointing.
Her double. Her stunt double.
Blame it on the stunt double. That's what I always do.
Now, what did you... The way you asked that question, did I hear you say, did you nail Bruce Willis in Live Free or Die Hard?
I think that's what you
did.
No. Yeah. That's why there was kind of that nervous. There was kind of that nervous.
It's like,
there was that
wait
nervous.
A second.
Oh,
there was that nervous laugh on the other end.
She was like, I know what you mean. Yeah.
It's my stunt double.
Did you? And you asked.
Well, I didn't.
How whacked?
If she whacked Tom Cruise.
No, how whacked is Tom Cruise?
I was thinking, what's going on in the Fan Morning Show here?
I thought, hey, if we're going to break news. You know, could you imagine if she just said, yeah, he's this Scientology whack, and, you know, she could have really killed him.
Right.
And that would have been fun, but obviously she wanted to preserve her career.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question about the Scientology, and I was like, I'm just not, because she's not going to say anything bad, because he's still got friends, I would think, somewhere.
He's still going to make, more movies.
He's making one here.
Oh, is he?
That's right.
Yes. Oh. Huh. When?
Soon.
Hope he doesn't mess up with traffic.
What, you mean like the Batman one? That Tyler Lautner movie is coming out like this weekend, right?
Yeah, it is.
Daughter was so mad because, you know, he did a lot of stuff at PNC Park during Pirate Games. I saw the guy like 3 or 4 times. And she was like, you're kidding me.
That's one of the heartthrobs for the young girls, this Lautner.
You know,
Lautner.
She may be, that was then, you know, that was what, 6, 8 months ago?
All right, who is
so
it now?
Who knows?
I think that guy looks like Sid.
Tyler Lautner?
A little bit,
yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
I have to take a look. I don't know.